Exactly 14 years ago today, Christopher Saucedo lost his brother in the attacks on New York's World Trade Center. 4 years later, during Hurricane Katrina, he lost everything he owned in New Orleans. So he moved to New York, and then Superstorm Sandy flooded his home. For Mr. Saucedo, there was nothing to do with all that bad luck except to turn it into art. NPR's Netta Ulaby met the artist in Queens.
Hi, Christopher.
Netta.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Christopher Saucedo, art professor and indomitable survivor, picked me up at the Rockaway Beach subway station all the way at the end of the line. He looks a bit like a middle-aged Sean Connery with a salt and pepper beard. Saucedo lives steps from Jamaica Bay. Manhattan glitters across the water. He points to the spire of the new World Trade Center gleaming in a cloudless sky.
And obviously, where it stands, there were once two other very tall towers.
Christopher Saucedo grew up watching the original World Trade Center rise over New York City. His father took him and his brothers to the construction site to watch it being built. The youngest, Gregory, died in the North Tower in the line of duty.
He loved being a fireman.
And Saucedo loved his brother. A few days after the attack, Saucedo drove frantically to New York from New Orleans, where he then lived.
I'm a sculptor, so I packed my boots, my gloves, my respirator, and some crowbars, because I imagined I would be at the pit helping find my brother.
No trace of Gregory was ever recovered. Saucedo went home to New Orleans in grief. 4 years later, when the storm hit and the levees broke, his house was flooded to the rafters.
In Katrina, we lost everything except for our Christmas decorations and our Easter baskets, which were in the attic. Things you don't want were in the attic.
Saucedo's family had evacuated to Houston. His wife said, "Enough. Let's move back to New York." And that's where Hurricane Sandy flooded his house 3 years ago.
Oh yeah, October 29th, Hurricane Sandy's, is my birthday.
All the bad luck. Christopher Saucedo knows exactly how it sounds.
If you were writing a story, the editor might say, drop the second hurricane, it doesn't read well, it doesn't make any sense.
No one would believe it.
After Hurricane Sandy, I really started to wonder if I was going to be forever put upon by forces beyond my control. And it was really like, come on.
Here's where being an artist helps Saucedo make sense of three of the worst events on U.S. soil in the past 15 years, even though it took him a long time to address the fall of the Twin Towers.
I'm a sculptor who primarily works with steel and wood and cast metals and big physical materials.
But after being at Ground Zero, he knew
my work couldn't be made of that stuff.
Instead, the artist hand-pressed layers of linen to make 10 papier-mâché rectangles. They're big and blue, September 11th blue, the blue of that day's sky. Floating on the surface appears to be clouds. But look closer and you realize they're wispy renditions of the World Trade Center, two towers floating up and away.
I think that they're incredibly powerful.
That's Russell Lord, a curator at the New Orleans Museum of Art. It exhibited these works all summer. Now they're on display in Brooklyn. Lord says imagining the World Trade Center as clouds made something weighty seem weightless and ethereal.
And of course, the blue paper is incredibly evocative because we all remember the blue of the sky that day, that incredibly beautiful day against which all of these unbelievable things unfolded.
Saucedo's become known for this series. The National 9/11 Memorial and Museum acquired one of the works. And the artist installed another memorial in New Orleans last month commemorating the victims of Katrina. Every year at this time, he says, there's a flurry of interest in his art.
And I hope it's testament to the quality of my work, but I know it's testament to my involvement in these tragedies. And I'm wondering, so now am I the artist who has, you know, misfortune? Is that my new label? I don't want to be that, but I guess I don't want to not be that. I just want to be an artist who makes work that's relevant in his time.
What does an artist do but filter their experiences through their work? Having gone through two hurricanes, Christopher Saucedo is now incorporating navigational aids into his artwork, shipping charts and buoys.
I think sculpture and art are navigational aids to help us navigate safely through the hazards that we face.
After Sandy, the Red Cross went through Saucedo's neighborhood and gave everyone bleach, a bucket, gloves, and blankets. Saucedo decided to use the blankets in some new works of art. He's embroidering tapestries.
Whatever, if you have lemons, make lemonade. I had Red Cross blankets, I made some tapestries.
The artist is used to the awkward jokes that he's some sort of jinx. If you ask where he and his family are planning to move next, so you'll know where to avoid, Saucedo is ready with a comeback.
We have survived a couple of hurricanes, so you might want to move with us because we never succumb to the elements.
Indeed, Christopher Saucedo endures. He wants his art to help people relate to his own experience and more generally what it means to lose and how we manage to survive. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, New York.